It's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks, Disabelle Wines.
Thanks, Disabelle Wines. Here we are. Why do I keep pressing the wrong button?
Oh, we're live.
We're live, we're on. We're ready to go. It's the last of our red wine speciale.
Hello.
And we are joined by... Sorry. I'm getting
over. The Holly Show.
Yes, it is the Holly Show, actually. We've got Holly from Disabelle Wines joining us for one last hurrah. And I'm really excited because these glasses that you've brought in especially are fucking beautiful. And the wine's looking gorgeous. You're looking gorgeous. The burger's smelling gorgeous. Please.
Hello. Holly here from Disabelle Wines. Awesome. And this is the last of our sort of four-week installment where I've been doing a Malbec special, if you will.
Gorgeous.
So I've got the final installment here. We started with the light and fizzy one, then we went a bit light and juicy red. We went heavier last week, and now we've got the big boy.
The big boy.
So it's our Testify Red 2020. Awesome. So that means the grapes were still on the vine in 2020.
I'm learning things. It's pretty cool.
So this is a five-year-old wine. I was just trying to find out on my phone when we bottled it, but it would have been in barrels for a few years. So this is a special product.
Oh my God.
And it comes with a special price point. So I keep saying every week that, like, Decibel, we're not fancy, we're not snobby, you know, we make delicious wine.
It's true.
But then you asked me the price of this wine. I have to admit, this is a $65 bottle of wine.
Even then, that's, like, you know, not bad for a nice bottle of wine.
Well, I've driven here from Hawke's Bay today, so I've had a lot of time to think, and I was trying to think about how to explain why this wine costs $65, whereas our other Malbec costs $19.
True.
And I sort of thought, it's, if you think about perfume and fragrance, right, and you can use a Lynx body spray, or you can use a Curio Noir cologne, and, like, yes, they both make you smell good or objectively good, but they are very different products.
Yes.
And that's what this wine is. This wine takes a lot of time and there's just a lot of refinement along the way. So this is a real specialty product that we only make a tiny amount of.
Oh my gosh, lucky.
Yeah. And so I thought it would be fun, seeing as we were talking last week a little bit about food and wine pairing, that I'd show you one of my favourite things to do with food and wine pairing, which is a high-low pairing. So we've got a fancy wine here.
Oh, wow.
And then I've brought in some deliciously dirty burgers. You should have a bite, and I'll just talk a little bit more about...
I'll have a bite, sure.
Yeah, I've actually bought two food and wine pairings, so I've brought a burger
and
some chocolate.
This is the first time I've been fed on this show.
So we've got just a plain cheeseburger. I've said no pickles, and I'll go into why.
Yes.
So when we're doing wine pairing, so I'll say up front, I am not a sommelier, I'm a winemaker. Uh-huh. So again, with my analogies, I was thinking, how do I explain that? And that's like a... Winemaker is like a producer, right? We know how, if we're talking music, we know how the song is put together and we know all the components and we can produce a song, we can produce a wine. Whereas a sommelier is more like a DJ and they understand how all the different songs fit together and how to create a vibe and how to match the different vibes of different songs. And so that's what a sommelier will do. They'll understand every element of a flavor and how to put them together.
That's a great analogy, one that I understand.
Thank you. And so when I'm thinking about what a wine is, flavor-wise, as a winemaker, I'm thinking about its acid, I'm thinking about how sweet it is, I'm thinking about how much tannin there is in it, and then I'm thinking about its body or its fruitiness or its general flavor. But I'm not going too far into the specifics of those individual flavors because those are the magic of winemaking. So when I come to pair a wine like this, and the why something like a burger works, is because I'm looking for that sort of... I'm looking for the wine to act as the pickle wood, where it cuts through the fat and it cuts through that sort of earthy, meaty umaminess, and then you've got the bright wine that slices through. So if we had a pickle, the pickle would sort of be in competition with the wine.
It's like, awesome you really know what you're talking about. What the hell?
But this is, yeah.
So that's a brilliant analogy.
Yeah, so this wine itself, this wine's made from Malbec, our favourite grape, but it does have a little bit of Syrah in there, which is another grape variety, and it's one there's quite a bit of in Hawke's Bay, and so when we're looking to blend the Malbec in and just sort of show something a little bit different, we like that because it has a peppery character. And so that also makes it a great pairing with the burger, because you've got that inherent pepperiness, you've got that tannin, but it's not overpowering, and when you have it with a burger, it sort of matches with the char of the meat. But then, yeah, that pairing works because of that brightness. Now I did, if you want to like switch up doing different things.
I haven't even drank the wine yet.
Oh, drink the wine. You got to slice through the burger.
This is a beautiful glass.
Yes, so I've brought a beautiful glass because I mean, here at BFM, you guys all need to pay more than $4.20 a month. They need some better glassware. While I normally totally support drinking wine out of tumblers, when we're drinking a fancy wine like this, I think it does, if we have the option, pay to respect it with a really good glass, because you're going to be able to taste the aromas and taste the wine and taste the aromas in its fullness.
I must take a photo of this.
Yeah. So I've brought in some fancy wine glasses from home. I mean, they're not too fancy. If you want a good wine glass hookup, hit me up. Everyone in Auckland, I can give some suggestions. Ooh. But yeah, do you want to smell the difference between just smelling the wine in those two glasses? And you'll see it's a totally different product. Yeah, actually, you can do this too, Shaq. Over here. Do you want to smell that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you actually miss half the wine when you're tasting it from a tumbler, which usually is fine if you're drinking quite a simple wine. But when it's a complex wine like this,
wow.
I spend a lot of time in barrel.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah. It makes a big difference.
So, listen, I just to paint a picture, I have. There's a huge, beautiful. What design would you call this?
It's actually a Pinot Noir glass.
A Pinot Noir glass.
It's a bowl.
It's huge. It is like a bowl. And I just smelt the same wine out of a
water glass.
A water glass, and then this, and it's quite different.
All right,
what
so the second pairing I've bought, if you're going to have the wine and then maybe try the second pairing here, and that is a classic, one of those fancy Whittakers, the Supreme Coffee one. Mm. So it's coffee and chocolate. And so this is a totally different way the pairing works, because in this you've got the tannin and the acid in the chocolate, because chocolate naturally has acid. That actually sort of pairs or cancels out with the tannin and the acid in the wine. So it makes the wine taste fruitier. So when you taste them both, the chocolate and the tannin and the acid, the wine sort of become a base note, and then you get the real intense fruitiness of the wine. So it's another way to look at wine pairing, where you're sort of cancelling things out to boost other bits of the wine rather than trying to match it.
That's crazy. Yeah. You've been a scientist of sorts.
And so a way, I think a good way to look at that is like the reason why people sort of naturally think when you're having a dessert, right? Mm. Dessert is sweet, so you want to have a sweet wine with that. But often it doesn't work because the sugar or the sweetness of the dessert is so much higher than the sweetness of the wine. So you actually end up having this wine that tastes a bit yuck and a pudding that tastes a bit yuck as well. You want to try and get a pairing with both things taste better. So if you're talking sweet wine, my favourite pairing with sweet wine is actually fried chicken. Because it's the way you'd put honey or you'd put maple your fried chicken. You're about balancing the sugar and the tannin and the acid and the flavour. So
if
you can just play around with those things.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, this is where it gets back to a somme versus me, though, because I can do it on paper, right? I can know that my wine that's made up of Malbec is probably going to be a bit more acidic. It's going to be have some tannin. It's going to have lots of fruit, so I can play around with that. Whereas a somme would be able to taste this individual wine and come up with like crazy pairings that pair to the actual spice of this specific wine.
Mm.
So it's just a different skill set, but I can do the base winemaker version of that.
Yeah, I like that.
But yeah, that's...
Also, I just love the idea of pairing, like the high-low pairing.
Yes, and I don't think... Wine pairing sounds so fancy and snobbish, but it just isn't. It's just about... It's a magical thing when you get it right and you realise that both the wine and the thing you're eating taste better because you've paired it right. And it doesn't always happen, but it's magic. And I just encourage you to try around with it. Like Sauvignon Blanc with aromatic Thai food. Amazing pairing because you've got acids, the lime and the acid of the Sauvignon Blanc cancel each other out. So then you get the flavours of
what
both.
What the hell?
Shine.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so a bit of wine maps. Wine flavour maps.
Thanks, Holly. What was the name of this wine again?
This is our Testify Red.
Testify Red.
Yes, so if you imagine Dan Brennan, winemaker. I forgot to mention him today, but he's the big boss.
Shout out to Dan.
So, lovely big American guy who'll stand and say, hand on heart, I testify, this is the best wine I can make in any year.
I see.
So this is our best wine. We don't make it every season. Only when there's a really good year do we pick grapes for this wine and make this wine. So, yeah, we made it in 2020, we made it in 2021, we had a few years off, and yeah, it's a really special wine that I wanted to bring you guys for our last
awesome and sweet. This is delicious, and I'm enjoying every last bite of it.
Thank you.
And shout outs to you guys for having such like a beautiful plethora of wines to bring in, and really, you know what the fuck you're talking about, which is so cool.
Yeah, a small company, and we just love what we do.
Period.
Can I have another minute to just do some shout outs?
Of course.
I want to shout out to BFM for being the best radio station, and encourage everybody to, if you're not a member, like, or if you have not, don't have a B card, why not? It's literally 4 420 a month, and you get to enter the competitions. And don't do it, because I want to keep winning things. But you get a records, you get concert tickets, you get to support this awesome work. Like, just do it right now. It's 420 a month. What are you waiting for?
Exactly.
And then tomorrow night, if you liked hearing about these wines and you actually want to try them, we have four different Decibel wines available by the glass at Verona for our Gang of Four broadcasting live, which is a BFM party, and it's on tomorrow 7 till 11 at Verona.
PM. So,
PM. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come say hey. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. You're doing all my liners for me. It's pretty awesome.
This is Thanks, the Holly Show.
It is the Holly Show. Oh, my gosh. I hope you get to come back one day, because it's been such a pleasure.
I'm ready.
Where can the sweeties buy this Decibel wine, or order it, or Best get place. It at a restaurant, or like, what's the vibe?
Yeah,
here?
That's a great question. I actually should have prepared that, but I didn't. Okay. But best place to get it is decibelwines.com. If you've got any questions, just hit the contact us box there, because it'll come through to me, and you can we can do some emails.
Stunning.
Yeah.
What the hell? And the burger's awesome too. Where's the burger from? I don't know if you want to plug that place, but
oh, I mean, it's my second favorite burger in Auckland.
Stunning.
And it's from Urbanaut or Burgernaut.
It's a because they're a brewery, aren't they?
Yeah.
True stories. I should know this stuff.
Yeah. It's a good burger.
Thanks so much for feeding me, wining, dining me, and probably all the rest of it.
It's been awesome. Great.
And yeah, if you are listening and you're like, I'm thirsty for a gorgeous little wine, or you've got someone's birthday coming up, or you just need to top up on some bottles to make it through this world, Decibel is the place to go. I've had all the wines and they're all fucking awesome. And I feel like I've learned a whole lot as well, which is, you know, quite, it's good stuff.
Yay.
Learning. Awesome. Well, that was Cocktail Corner. Shout outs to you, Decibel Wines. Slay, we'll be continuing to eat the burgers and drink while we play some more tunes, and then we'll get into the news. Oh, I also will give away the Tom Scott album, period.
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Decibel Wines. Mwah!